Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Shira Springer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And Shira, just when we thought it was safe to come out of the closet and root openly for the New England Patriots, comes another set of allegations about cheating and a cover-up by the NFL.
An investigation by ESPN alleges that the Patriots Spygate scandal was much worse than first reported. According to the article, the Patriots videotaped opposing team signals from 40 different games from 2000 until 2007.
The article alleges that when the scandal broke, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell tried to cover it up in an effort to protect Patriots owner Robert Kraft, who was one of his biggest supporters. But then, according to the article, when Deflategate broke, Goodell came down especially hard on the Patriots in a kind of makeup call.
Ben Volen, NFL reporter for the Boston Globe, is with us. Ben, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me today, guys.
Why don't you lay it out for us? What are the fundamental findings of the story?
It's interesting. The Spygate revelations, I think, attract the headline, especially for people outside of New England who didn't follow Spygate that closely and don't know too much about it. To me, I found two revelations today particularly interesting, and both were from that ESPN report. One is that, yes, they basically confirmed that Deflategate was owner-driven revenge. It felt like a witch hunt. It felt like the NFL went out of its way to try to finally capture and penalize the Patriots. And you have several owners, unfortunately unnamed owners, they were given anonymity, but they essentially admitted that this was all a makeup call for Spygate and that they were just looking to get the Patriots one way or another. Really, it's the buildup of almost 15 years of what the NFL believes is the Patriots skirting the rules. The other revelation that I think deserves a lot more attention is Mike Martz, the former Rams head coach, saying on the record that Roger Goodell asked him to embellish and basically lie and say that he exonerated the Patriots for not cheating before the 2001 Super Bowl or 2002 Super Bowl because Roger Goodell did not want a federal inquiry, a federal investigation led by former Senator Arlen Specter, who was raising a lot of hell about the Deflategate back in 2008. And he was really at the forefront of wanting to look into how Roger Goodell handled, Spygate and how he destroyed the tapes from that incident. So you have a coach, like I said, going on the record and saying Roger Goodell told him to lie to obstruct a federal inquiry. That is a fascinating revelation. And I have to wonder if perhaps someone in Congress is going to pick up the torch that was carried by Arlen Specter and maybe reopen a little investigation into this because that's a pretty a damning statement, I think, from Mike Martz.
Yeah, it is. And now the story's authors, Don Van Natta and Seth Wickersham, interviewed more than 90 league officials, owners, team executives and coaches, as well as members of the Patriots organization. Besides what you just mentioned, was there anything else in the story that really shocked you or surprised you, a revelation that just caught your attention right away?
You know, I think this notion that the Patriots were simply misinterpreting a rule when it came to Spygate and, you know, Bill Belichick just, you know, he didn't quite know the rules and they got it wrong and Spygate wasn't that big of a deal. I think that's kind of been blown out the window with this report. Now, it was never, people like to say that before 2006 it was not against the rules. And I think what today's report clarifies is that it was always against the rules. The NFL just kind of selectively enforced it up until 2006. So many teams were complaining about the Patriots that the NFL circulated a memo to all 32 teams reminding them that it was illegal to film from the sidelines. They circulated the memo again before the 2007 season, and then obviously the Jets kind of set up the Patriots in a sting operation, and the Patriots were busted. So part of the reason that this is such a story is that they were reminded twice not to do it, and they still got caught. And even though maybe it wasn't the harshest punishment in the world or the most significant infraction, clearly the Patriots were acting like they knew it was wrong. They told their employees to turn their sweatshirts inside out, put tape over their Patriots logos, to wear media credentials so they could blend in and not be noticed by NFL security. So clearly if they're taking those measures, they know that there's something wrong with what they're doing. The problem that I still have is a matter of context. Mm-hmm. I think clearly the Patriots were doing everything they could to maybe bend the rules and skirt a few of the league rules, but we don't know how widespread it was. I remember when Spygate broke in 2007, former Cowboys coach Jimmy Johnson said, well, what the Patriots did is exactly what I was taught to do 18 years ago by the Kansas City Chiefs. There's a lot of gamesmanship in the NFL. There's a lot at stake.
Yeah, there certainly is. Are you suspicious about the timing? You know, who benefits from the release of this story now?
I mean, I think obviously that they were just planning to have this come out around the start of the football season, and now that the Deflategate, we got a little finality to it last week with Tom Brady's decision coming down. I do wonder if they timed it with Roger Goodell this morning, because Goodell went on ESPN Radio and, you know, made an interesting newsworthy comment.
Yeah, we actually have a clip of that. Why don't we listen to that now?
I'm not aware of any connection between the Spygate procedures and the procedures we went through here. We obviously learn from every time we go through any kind of a process, try to improve it, get better at it, but there's no connection in my mind to the two incidents.
Yeah, what does this story mean for Goodell and his future as commissioner?
Well, personally, I think that this might have strengthened his grip on the role of commissioner. Last year, his handling of the Ray Rice situation could not have been made more poorly. And there were a lot of owners who were wondering, is this the right guy for us? His contract runs through the 2019 season, and there was some grumbling that maybe that's we should get rid of him then, or if not sooner. And now that he's gone really hard against the Patriots, we've seen, and the ESPN story, I think, does a good job of highlighting this, that a lot of the owners are happy with the way that Roger Goodell handled the Deflategate. Even though they got the Tom Brady decision thrown out in court, they still got the Patriots for a first and a fourth round pick, and the Patriots are still kind of seen as cheaters. So even though this looked like a witch hunt and it was kind of unfair towards the Patriots, I think the other owners are happy with the way that Roger Goodell handled it.
Does this take on the magnitude of Deflategate now? Is this a story we'll be debating and dissecting for months to come?
I don't know. Maybe here in New England, but I think nationally there's a lot of fatigue over a lot of this stuff. I think people have started to tune out and they're ready for some football. I think most reasonable minds can agree that Deflategate was pretty overblown. I do think the Patriots were doing something to tinker with the footballs, but I don't think it was worth the punishments that they got. It certainly wasn't worth a four-game suspension for Tom Brady, and a first-round pick for the Patriots is pretty harsh. So I don't think, I think most reasonable people agree that this thing is pretty overblown. The Spygate allegations, I think, could be more damning to the Patriots' legacy and Bill Belichick's legacy than anything that came out of Deflategate.
Does this ever end for the Patriots? Are they constantly going to be shadowed by allegations of cheating, whether Spygate, Deflategate?
Yeah, it's never going to end. People are always going to bring up a new revelation, and you know, people don't follow this story that quickly. So for people around the country reading the ESPN piece today about Spygate, that was all fascinating new details. But I think for many in New England, it was kind of rehashing a lot of old ground. There's always going to be a new report, a new revelation, and the Patriots are always going to be defending this thing staunchly. So really, it's never going to end.
Ben Volen is the NFL reporter for the Boston Globe. Ben, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks a lot.